You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Bridget Dengel Gaspard on the line, and she's founder of New York City Inner Voice Dialogue Center and also author of The Final Ace, Enlist Your Inner Selves to Accomplish Your Goals. Bridget, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Nice to be here.
All right, so excited to get into today's topic. So for those of you that have been listening to me for a long time, you know I love supporting authors and I love selling books. So I'm happy to bring The Final Ace to my audience, and we're going to get into that. But before we do, let's go a little bit further into your background. So how'd you get started in your career and in business?
So I'm a coach and also a therapist, and I specialize in creativity and use this technique called voice dialogue. And it's created by my mentors, Hal and Sidra Stone. And I started to train other people in how to do it. So I made a center, the New York City Inner Voice Dialogue Center, because it's really powerful work. And then as I was working with clients, this phenomenon sort of just announced itself to me that so many of my hardworking, dedicated, talented clients, in other words, they were doing everything right. They got 7/8 of the way there. And then they were literally stalled in front of their finish line. And that's when I labeled it the final ace. It just came out, and I would describe it to my client, like, this sounds like a final ace issue. And they would agree. And through that work with a voice dialogue where you honor all the different parts of you, they all have wisdom. They can also each have a sting. And that these different parts have different opinions about your goal. And that's what's happening when you're stalled and stuck, is that you think you want your goal with every fiber of your being, but the truth is not all of you wants what you think you want. And for good reason. That's why I like the voice dialogue approach, which is in my book. So it guides the readers through the whole process, but that there's wisdom in those parts of us we are taught to hate, or if that's a strong word, but like procrastinator or resistor. And often they really have concerns that are legitimate. And so if you listen to them instead of trying to fight them, you often melt away these obstacles in a very short period of time because those parts were holding on to something until you were going to deal with the issue, whatever that is.
So Bridget, I want to go into this book because it seems like first off, I was looking through it and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, some of the titles that you have in there, The Inner Selfie Report, Chapter 2. I mean, I saw this and I'm like, so, and for the listeners, you know, only so much of the book we can give away in a, 10 to 15 minute podcast episode. And if we did have more time, by the way, we wouldn't. Why? Because I want you to go out there and buy this book. But let's just dive into some of the content. So The Inner Selfie Report. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So I love this exercise, and all the listeners can do it. The assignment is you start to notice what parts of yourself are operating throughout the day. So that could be like a responsible part, a good boy or a girl, a fun-loving part, and you literally just write them down, and that's the selfie report. but you can also include parts that want to say something and don't necessarily say it. So it's not that every part has to express itself out into the world. And this selfie report, besides the fact that it's kind of fun, it's very enlightening. Like, I don't know, Adam, what selves do you think you might put on your selfie report today? Who is operating a little bit in your life today?
No, I get it. I get it completely. So tell me how the activity works, though. Like, how does it, like, take me through, like, I'm reading this book and I'm thinking about it and I'm like, how does the activity work? Lay it out for me.
So with a lot of people, they start with their goal, like whatever goal that they're stuck on. And mm-hmm. let's just say it's a client who wants to get a promotion at work. And mm-hmm. so I would say to them, write down the selves, and you don't need to take a lot of time, literally a bullet point that are mm-hmm. operating. And you start in the morning. Like, are you doing enough self-care so that you're strong enough to have the energy mm-hmm. you need to get through the day? Are your inner wounded child to the really important meeting? And you write that down, but the idea is then when we go back and talk about it, it's like we have to take better care of that inner child. That inner child doesn't belong with the very bossy boss, shall we say. Mm-hmm. And so how it helps people is they get to control what's going on. Often when people are stuck, they sometimes feel like powerless and helpless. And I'm like, that's how you feel. But let's see who in you is operating. And then sometimes I have people do a weekday versus a weekend because they're often very different selves. Because we give ourselves permission in certain arenas. So let's say we're hanging out with some really good friends at a Saturday barbecue. Those are going to be different parts of yourself than when you're in a tough negotiation with, say, a real estate deal.
No, that's great. And I'm glad you went further into that one because I'm like, you know, but I want to know, like, how do I do this? But now that's great, great insight. And I do want to tackle one of these other ones because this was from impasse to kick-ass. Come on, Bridget. What a title. Like, I want to tell you more about this chapter. I mean, because this is, and I read these and I'm quoting them because, number one, I don't normally get to say kick-ass on my podcast, but I'm quoting the book for everybody listening. But number two, I can just see that the flavor of the way you write is in this and like who you are as a person. So tell us a little bit, which I think is a good thing, by the way. It's not an easy thing for writers to always transmit through their work. So tell us a little bit more about this chapter. So from impasse to kick-ass.
I love that. Exactly. So you're at an impasse and you've got varying selves that are just resistant or stalled or that kind of thing. And they have wisdom, but then you, with dialogue, you would dialogue literally with these different parts. And then you would learn what is going on. And a lot of people don't give themselves permission to have to kick ass selves. And they think, well, but I've got this can-do self. And those are wonderful. But sometimes you actually need kind of like a sly, fun-loving kind of self in there. And that you get to have a bigger life in a way so that it's like you start to own the goal instead of the goal owning you. And it's so freeing. And it's like kick ass, literally, you know, kick it through. You got this.
I love it. No, this is awesome, Bridget. So that being said, we're about out of time for this episode. So I do want my audience to follow up with you. I want them to connect. I want them to learn more about your New York City Inner Voice Dialogue Center and also about your new book. So if somebody's listening to this and they want to connect and learn more, what's the best way for them to do that?
I would love for anyone to feel free to contact me. You can Google thefinalace.com that's the website. I'm on social media. My name, Bridget Dangle Gaspard, as well as The Final Ace. So if you just put that in, you'll probably find 7 ways to get me, and I'd love to hear from you. And the book is sold wherever books are sold. So you could get it in Amazon or Indie Books, whatever you like.
Fantastic. Well, Bridget, Congrats again on the new book, and awesome having you on the show, and happy to bring that to our audience today. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget, subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. Want to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Bridget, thanks again for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks so much.